Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janaballabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Janaballabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Dhanachari. Yamuna Tira Dhanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Balabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Pari Brajagacharya Jastatara Sadashishi Mahadesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Nityali Rabha Vishnu Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Pari Brajagacharya Jastatara Sadashishi Mahabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki. Anantakoti Vaishnavinna Ki. Namacharya Harinastakur Ki. Premcheka Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shedvaita Gadara Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Yidadha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shamakundra Radhakundra Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapurnab Jeep Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Nuramanriti Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Samvaita Bhakti Vinda Ki All Glory Samadavait Devotees All Glory Shri Guru Shri Gauranga Gopamanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraya Nashta Praesha Bhadresha Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloki Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. So they're reading the third canto, chapter 22, verses 29-30. Barhishmati nama puri. Sarva sampat samanbita. Nyapatanyatra Romani. Yajyasyangam Budun Vata. Bahishmati Nama Puri. Sarva Sampat Samanvita. Nyapatanyatra Romani. Yajyasyangam Budun Vata. Kushakashasta evasan. Are we only doing this one? That's up there. Just we'll chant the next one, okay. Kushakashasta evasan. Shashvad dharita vachasaha. Nushayo yai parabhavya. Yagya gnan yagyam I jire. Kushaka shasta evasan. Shashvad harata vachasaha. Ushayo ya parabhavya. Yagya gnan yagyam I jire. So we'll chant, we can chant both or one or whatever, none. Bahishmati, Bahishmati, Nama, named, Puri, city, Sarva Sampat, all kinds of wealth, Samanvita, full of, Nyapatam, fell down, Yatra, where, Romani, the hairs, Yagyasya, of Lord Bor, Angam, his body, Bidunbataha, shaking, Kushaha, Kusha grass, Kashaha, Kasha grass, Te, De, Eva, certainly, Asan, became Shasvat Harita of evergreen Vachasaha, having the color Rishayaha, the sages Yai. By which? Parabhavya. Defeating Yajnan, the disturbers of the sacrificial performances. Yajnam, Lord Vishnu, Ijire, they worship. Translation. The city of Bahishmati, rich in all kinds of wealth, was so called because Lord Vishnu's hair dropped there from his body when he manifested himself as Lord Boar. As he shook his body, this very hair fell and turned into blades of evergreen kusha grass and kasha, another kind of grass used for mats, by means of which the sages worshipped Lord Vishnu after defeating the demons who had interfered with the performance of their sacrifices. Purport. Any place directly connected with the Supreme Lord is called Pitasthan. Bahishmati, the capital of Swayambhuva Manu, was exalted not because the city was very rich in wealth and opulence, but because the hairs of Lord Varaha fell at this very spot. These hairs of the Lord later grew as green grass, and the sages used to worship the Lord with this that grass after the time when Lord killed the demon Hiranyaksha. Yajna means Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, karma is described as yajyarta. Yajyarta karma means work done only for the satisfaction of Vishnu. If something is done for sense gratification or any other purpose, it will be binding upon the worker. If one wants to be freed from the reaction of his work, he must perform everything for the satisfaction of Vishnu or yajna. In the capital of Swayambhuva Manu, Bahishmati, these particular functions were being performed by the great sages and saintly persons. Omagyana tamarandasya gananjana shalakaya chaksrur militam jainatas mai shi gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya manobhishtam tapitam jaina bhutale swayam rupagada mahyam dadati sapadantikam bandeham shi gurau shi atrapada kamalam shi gurum vaishnavam cha shi rupam sagrajatam sahakana. Raghunatham itam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna vidam sahagana lalita Shri Vishakam vidam cha. Hey Krishna kunasindo dinabandho jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute bancha kalpatarubhyascha kipasindu bevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dhanalami dobujo kanaka vidato sankirtana kipitaro kamalaya taksho vishwam balo dvija baro jagadama balo vanda jagad priya karo kurna vataro vanandalila maya vigraha mahabhade bhaccha vishindraya tasmai maha premana sapadaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Kaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Parishmati Namapuri Sarvasampat Samanvitam Nyapatan Yataromani Yagyasyam Gambadun Bataha Kushakashasta Evasan Sasvadarata Vachasa Rishiyo ya parabhavya yagya gnan yagyam ijare. The city of Bahishmati, rich in all kinds of wealth, was so called because Lord Vishnu's hair dropped there from his body when he manifested himself as Lord Boar. As he shook his body, the very hair fell and turned into blades of evergreen kusha grass and kasha, another kind of grass used for mats, by which means the sages worship Lord Vishnu after defeating the demons who had interfered with the performance of their sacrifices. So yajna means Vishnu. Yajyarte karmanonyata loko yam karma bandha. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka maheshram suridam sarvabhutana. This is a very famous word in our lexicon, as we say, yajna. So in the beginning, it's a little confusing, and there's many things about this word. Even the spelling and the way it looks, some people say yajna, yajna.
So Vasudeva Para Yoga Vasudeva Para Maka, in the first canto, it's mentioned as the word Maka. There's different words also mean Yajna. And Yajna Vai Vishnu, it actually a name of Vishnu. Yajna. He appears in a certain millennium and has the name Yajna in one of the yugas. So it's very important to that Yajna is so important. Although there's many types of yoga, and it's Krishna describes, especially, well, say, fourth chapter of the Gita. In the fourth chapter of the Gita, many types of yoga are described. Bahuvida yoga, sarva bahuvida yoga, vitata brahmano muke. And so several verses, maybe 10. I don't remember how many. Beginning with Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavir, the butter, all the things merge into transcendence. Gata sangasya yagyasya yagyaya charata karma samagram pravaliyate. This is like verse, I think 24. Starting there, all the way up to, 34, 35. So all yajnas are detailed, and many people, different people are attracted to different types of yajnas, of course. And then there's yajna in the mode of ignorance also. They're not even mentioned in the fourth chapter, but later on they're mentioned. Different types of weird things people do. So in the West or in modern times, they're still doing sacrifices, some type of, even this word means sacrifice. And people are sacrificing. Prabhupada used to describe, they get on a bus or a train or a car and they have to drive. They're sacrificing their life to drive 4 or 5 hours a day, traveling and then doing this work, fruit of work, which is ugra karma. They're not doing even karma. The types of yajnas Krishna is mentioning there are actually, within the framework of something. Vedavadarata, there's also the persons who consider that they follow Vedas and yajnas, but actually they only give lip service. Ved mukyamani, they give only lip service. And this description is given in the Madhyalila with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describing to Sanatana that there are so many living entities. Ambija Pratapita, Krishna is the father. And of all those living entities, some are moving. And gradually, Muktanam, one gets up to the Muktas as Manushanam Sahasreshu. Out of many types of entities, some rare, you might get a human form of life, but it seems very rare. And so one should not waste it by acting like the camel's dogs. Asses, that's also described many places. So one should do some type of yajna. So Krishna, in detail, it's amazing. I mean, you can read that, that he also says, ayajnasya, those who do not kuru sattama, do not perform any yajna, they cannot be happy in any time. So this has to be real yajna, not some sacrifice. They're sacrificing, just like you have to go to school in kindergarten. Imagine if you don't go to the school here, then all others are subjected to learning, just like Prahlad was, the Hiranyakashipu philosophy, trying to force him on this philosophy. We've been discussing this also for the last 50, 60 years. So this Hiranyaksha is here given, also mentioned. So he's a supreme demon, and this boar is mentioned here. His bodily hair fell. We have this word here, Romani, Romancha Kampa Sutaranga Bajo. So devotees in the morning, Mangal Arati, supposed to be 3 times a day, 3 sandhyam, meditate on how the hairs of the body of the guru standing on end. And also the Bohr incarnation, he appeared twice. First time the earth had fallen, and Brahmaji was thinking, wow, this is really strange, I have to do something. And as he was thinking, the boar came out of his nostril. And it's significant that even Lord Brahmaji, who, as far as we're concerned, knows everything, he also says, I don't know everything. Others may say they know, I don't know. By my body, mind, and words, I don't know. In one of his prayers, he says like that. What is that verse, Pundari? Others may say, Jananta eva janantu kim bahukcha name prabho. Others may say they know, but Lord Brahma's claim is that I don't really know. So if others say they know and Brahma says he doesn't know, then what can anybody know? So Brahma was flabbergasted that this small boar came out of his nostril. Of course, if you're Lord Brahma, that could happen. But even he was amazed, right? If you read this story again and again and again and again, this boar came out, and it was only the size of a thumb or something. And then it immediately started growing big like a stone and an elephant, and then, boing, it was bigger than the Himalayas. And so what happened, really, we don't know. But everything was finished, really, except for the higher planetary systems at the time. The Tapaloka and the Satyaloka, Gyanaloka, Janaloka. So the residents of those planets are the most pious persons, sages especially, and they began to offer prayers. And so that those things are very much described, and it's quite ecstatic prayers they offered, how the earth was situated on the tusk of the boar, Shashani Kalanka Kaleva Nimagna, as in tiny drop of water, just compared to, or like the moon with a little spot, Kaleva Nimagna, and it had been merged, lifted up. So they offered different prayers, and describing that the body of the boar Lord incarnation is nothing but yajna, yajna by Vishnu. His different bodily parts, like his tusks and his tongue, they're all different plates of offering. So the sages are understand, and when they're offering their prayers, they mention bhakti also. Only by bhakti one can understand. It's not that the Vedavadarata persons who just take it that there's some yajna, but they don't even know who they're offering to. Krishna mentions this. Very foolish. Just like one time Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and he was at some gentleman's house, and on the wall it said Prabhu. So even in Vrindavan, Prabhupada asked this man, he said, Prabhu. He pointed to this sign on the man's wall, and he said, who is the Prabhu? Prabhupada asked this guy. I probably mentioned this in the talk. And the man said, I don't know. And Prabhupada laughed and said, you don't know? You're living in Vrindavan. You don't know who the Prabhu is. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nritya Gita. But Mahaprabhu is Krishna. He's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this man couldn't answer. He just had this. He's living in Vrindavan. Of course, that man is probably pious. Prabhupada also mentioned that Vrindavan is overrun with Mayavadis, overrun with rogues, rascals, gundas, dacoits. They shoot people. So Prabhupada said in Vrindavan, they will kill you for a stool loader. So still, it's Vrindavan. So many demons are there, even in the Holy Dawn. Is there something described here also about the Jog Pit Pita? In the beginning, Pita Stan. So when we're in Vrindavan, or we're in, especially called the Yog Pit in Mayapur, that's a great place of pilgrimage. Still contested, but still, whoever's contesting it, they also have Jog Pit, even though they argue and say it's on the other side of the Ganga. This is the most exalted place where Krishna appears here in Barismati, And Barhis, interestingly, is also another word for a type of yajna existing, and it's even a type of grass too. It's synonymous also with this kusha grass. So it's nothing but yajna, really. Kutonya kurusottama. Without doing yajna, one cannot have any happiness in this world or the next. So after a long description of different types of yajnas, pranayama, yajayo, parata, juvati, Krishna is describing the brahmacharis. They do svadhyaya, means they study the shastra, they sacrifice that aspect. The householders, they sacrifice their material possessions. Dravya-yagya-maya. The dravya-yagya means sacrificing material possessions. This is okay. Krishna says, you can do that, no problem. There's many, bahu-vidha-yagya, many types of yagya you can do. What is so absorbing is that Krishna is giving you, like in 12th chapter of the Gita, he's describing so many things. Okay, you just perform, just meditate on me. Okay, can't do that, then I'll tell you what. Just try to do some type of karma yoga. If you can't even do that, then you can, so many things, to come to the highest platform. So Krishna is describing that. Finally, he says, Dravya Maya Yagya, Gana Yagya. Gana Yagya is the topmost. You have to come to. And what does Brahmaji say also in his prayers? Gane prasamudapashyanamam. You should give that up. Gan. But he means speculating. Just speculating. Not that type of gan. We're interested in this gan, Bhagavatam. This is the maha, vidya, knowledge. So this is a great sacrifice. Some people go to university. Even devotees go. That's good. And they have great brains, especially our Indian brahmacharis and sannyasis. Some of them completed that. So sometimes they lament, I wasted my time going to that. But they have great brains. And then they study, they learn. They learn all the shlokas, all the prayers. We're seeing this great phenomenon. So many, just like our sannyasi came last week, gave phenomenal classes. So I think he graduated from university. But so we have, but the mind is sacrificed. Now, they've given up this type of mundane education. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in his song that he was after mundane education. But then he says, Vidya Kule, in another song, he says, Vidya Kule ki kori betar. What is the use of all this so-called mundane occupation and family life? It's all useless. You want to come to this point of the great yajna. What is the great yajna? Krishna varam tvisha krishnam sangapang ashra parashadam yajnaya sankirtanam praya yajanti hi sumayrasha. So how do we learn about that? Krishna gives that in Gita. Verse 34, very popular verse. Very important verse. What is that verse? Tadvidhi panipatina. To learn what is the proper yajna, then one has to approach the spiritual master. But he doesn't just approach and challenge, no. He has to pranipat, means he's doing full dandabats. Just when the guru arrives, even when the sannyasis arrive, they're like the guru, all of them, brahmanas, sannyasis. One should lay down flat, especially in front of one's spiritual master. One has to approach the spiritual master. Tadvidhi panipatena pariprashnena. Next thing is he has to inquire. When the Arjuna was inquiring, sadimam tam papanam, he gave up. When he saw the battlefield, that his own relatives were there, he was disturbed. Dosho pahata sabhava. He was very disturbed, therefore he surrendered to Krishna. Previously he was in Yogamaya, thinking Krishna is just his friend. So he was forgetting. So in material world, spiritual world, there's forgetfulness. Spiritual world, one forgets Krishna is Krishna. Krishna is God. Coward boys are not thinking in awe and reverence. And in material world, they forget. They think, they challenge, just like Haranyaksha. They're simply after this Haranya, gold. Fifth canto is describing. This is like yellow stool, running after yellow stool. So many chapters in the fifth canto describing, Jad Bharata is describing this gold, Haranyakashipu, and soft bed, comfort. Everyone in the material world is after that, even in animals. Nowadays, there's so many funny videos. You see these monkeys, and they're lying down comfortably, different animals. People take them as pets. They train them to do farming or something, different, the practical, actually. Little Hanuman monkeys, or any type of monkeys. They're very intelligent. So, but we shouldn't be like just monkeys jumping. They're jumping. They don't understand, but they're after comfort. So this Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu mentality, Kim Kashipo Prayasar, one should give up that Prayasar, Gane Prayasam, endeavor. Only one should endeavor for that which is required. What is that verse? In Narad Muni's verse, only endeavor, Kalena Sarvatra Gabira Rangmasa. What's the first word of that verse? What's the first word? Brahmatamu Pariyada. So, yeah. Don't make extra endeavor. This Prahlad Maharaj teaches also. We don't want extra endeavor. We want to just be simple in this material world. Many times people become too entangled. Oh, I'm doing this, doing that. Tat prayasana kartavyo yatayor vayaparam. Life is short. Don't make extra endeavor. Prahlad is teaching that. Mugdashya balye kaishare. Bewildered. Half your life is already spent sleeping. Prahlad Maharaj, a small boy, he's teaching that. Don't be sleeping. Nidraya hriyate naktum vyava inachavavaya. Diva chata hyara jan kutumba barane nama. Material world, a human being doesn't have to simply endeavor. Of course, the animals, birds, they're endeavoring to make nests and so many things. So the devotees are meant for living simply, simple living and high thinking. So high thinking means we have to read Bhagavata. Janmadhyasya to anbarat itaratas charte fabhigyasvarat tene brahma. Just one line. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta spoke, 30 days just on one shloka, the first shloka, every day speaking. So we can find in this Bhagavatam that nana artha kai, there's so much value even in pati shloki pati akshare. One shloka, ardham, one half of a shloka, every word. One should study it. He'll become liberated. The sages, when they addressed the boar yajna, they said like that. This is the goal, to get out of this material world. Samsara chedaika mantram japa japa satata jive shi krishna mantram. The tongue should simply chant. This is the yajna, koti sumeda. If one says that performing so many yajnas, ashramed yajna. Ashramed is the highest yajna that we know in this material world. So, Krishna's Kaviraj in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita says, even if one does koti ashramed, koti means 10 million or something. If he does 10 million ashramed yajnas, how many did Indra do? Only 100 or something. 100. He became angry because Prithu was about to do 100. So there he says, koti ashramed Krishna nam sam. If he says that the chanting, this highest yajna of chanting the holy name, is equal to 10 million asamed yajnas, he said, what is that? Then, jay kohe, dande tare jam. Someone who says like that, he's fit to be punished by Yamraj. He'll go to hell. Even he's speaking about that. Go koti danam, grahane kagasya. It is said there also. If one does those yajnas, even during the solar eclipse, he gives millions of cows, 10 millions of cows during the solar eclipse. I don't know how long that lasts, if you have time. First of all, you find your 10 million cows and give them. Go koti danam gahane kagasya yagyayutam prayaga gangoda kalpa bhasha. If he stays on the most pious place in Prayag, Prayaga Ganga, where the Ganga meets Saraswati, meets Yamuna, then where the Kumbh Mela takes place. Also because that Mohini, that's a sacred place. So many things are there that worship, places of worship in this world, especially in India. Even this Bindu Sarovar is mentioned in this chapter. Many places like that. So even he stays there. Govinda Kirtir na Satang Samang Satang Shai. It's not equal to 100th part. If you do all that, so many Ashwamedh Yajnas, so many billions of cows staying at the Ganga. If you give a mountain like Mount Sumeru of gold to the Brahmanas, that is not equal to one tiny fragment of chanting the holy name. Eka Kushadam. Just chanting even one time. Namaikam Yashavachi Smarana Patagatam. Namaikam, just one chanting of the holy name. So this is given in Bhagavatam. At the end of the Bhagavatam, last verse. Namasankitam yashasarva papapanasam. The final conclusion of Bhagavatam, that chant the holy name, it destroys all reactions to sinful and this material world. And sarvasvato balabhyate, here is talking about wealth. This is not the real opulence of this city, although the city is described as very wonderful, but still, Prabhupada says here that it's exalted not because the city was rich in wealth, but because the hairs of Varaha fell at this very spot and grew as green, evergreen grass, it says, evergreen grass. That's why it's very opulent. So this opulence is described there also. Kalim sabhajyarya guna gasarabhagina yatra samkirtanainaiva sarvasvato balabhyate. Sarvasvato balabhyate means artha, means wealth, means everything. Anything valuable. Anartha pashamam sakshad bhaktiyo manhoksade. This whole Bhagavatam is meant for ridding ourselves of that which is useless, has no value, and giving us the real value. What is that verse? Ramya kachi rupasana vajavidu vargenaya kalpita pramanam amalam. What is it? Pramanam amalam. Prema pumarta. The prema pumarta. The panchama parushartha. The main chatur. Four types of art things given are sense gratification, economic development, sense gratification, religiosity, and liberation. But there's a panchama purusha. This was explained by Lord Chaitanya to the Mayavadis. They had no idea of these things. The fifth, panchama purushartha. Purusha is a human being. There's the fifth goal, which is this prema. Although devotees are so exalted, they don't think, na prema gandoshti darapi me haro. Even Mahaprabhu is speaking that I don't have even a cent. Na prema shavanadi bhakti. Rupa Goswami is speaking, Sanatan. Na prema shavanadi bhakti. I don't have this prema. This is the goal of life. I don't have it. So we're always after that. If we're not always after prema, where is Krishna? Where is the Sankirtan? Just like when we hear wonderful bhajans are going on, you know, 6 hours kirtan, 24 hour. Just now they had 5 weeks in Rishikesh. So many Westerners go to Rishikesh. So I think they started it with 3 weeks. Now they're doing 5 weeks, I heard. Adikarito. I think he was there almost the whole time. And 5 weeks of kirtan. So this is very attractive. People go to Rishikesh. They don't exactly know why. Bahuvida, what is it? Maya. Maya has many aspects. What's that verse in the Gita, second chapter? And Maya has many, many. It's not ekeha kurunanda. It's not one-pointed. Maya is bringing us to many, many, many illusory traps. But the holy name is fixed. Yashavachi smarana patakavda. It's very, very. But if one performs the holy name or does the chanting for material things, then the verse is given also in Chaitanya-mrita nectar devotion that your result will be slower. You will get result, but it will be slower if you remain attached after this material things. Dravya yagya. So So there's so many yajna types, but this final, most important yajna, therefore Vyasadeva composed the Bhagavatam, anato pasamam saksha bhakti yogam hoksi lokasya janato vidvam chakre satata sangitam. This sangitam, this shuka sangita, shishimad Bhagavatam, is the essence. Sarvedanta sharam hi Bhagavatam ishate tadrasa amrita triptasya. You get a taste for the Bhagavatam, you will not want to do any mundane yajna, nothing else will be important. Sometimes you see, and I saw a few times in, they have these Hindu magazine or the something, and they were performing, they said, Ashvamedh yajna or something. So we had to laugh, because devotees know philosophy. You do Ashvamedh yajna, Yudhishthira did three. He did three Ashvamedh yajnas. He's considered as good as Indra, just as famous. And to do Ashvamedh yajna, you can read it in Mahabharata or Bhagavatam, what it takes to do. First of all, you should conquer all other kingdoms, just for starters. Anyone here, anyone doing that right now? They're trying, they're killing each other. They don't know why. So he did all that, then the other kings are giving him tribute, and so many things. Krishna's washing people's feet. So, but they're advertising they'll do Ashvamedh yajna. So this is very ludicrous. Just like Prabhupada said, he was speaking about this. He was discussing with some yogi in Geneva in 74. And this was a Frenchman or a Swiss or whatever they are there. And he was describing something that he does yoga, but not exactly hatha yoga, but some meditation, some hatha yoga, this or that, hodgepodge. But so Prabhupada was saying he was, I think Yogeshwar was reading from the sixth chapter, Ekaki Yata Chittatma. So very strongly described in the sixth chapter, Chittatmana Prashantasya, Paramatma Samahita. How to conquer, how to attain the Paramatma. And Prabhupada was giving Shucho Deshe Pitishta. You have to sit in a sacred place with this kusha grass mat, with the deer skin. You don't move. You don't sit in a very nice studio, air-conditioned, or hot yoga studio. Prabhupada said also, he said, I've seen so many so-called yogis and gurus have come to the West. They're all falling down having sex. I know, I won't give names. He said, I won't say their names. But Prabhupada said he knew who they are. Weren't so many in those days. But Prabhupada could walk the walk, talk the talk. You know, when he's speaking about celibacy, how important. When Yogi Amrita Desai came to see Prabhupada, he thought he's doing some type of yajna. In Bombay he came, he was living in America. And he came to see Prabhupada in Bombay. Very, very amazing conversation. So he said something immediately foolish. After a few sentences, he said something. He used to live here, he came to the temple. I think he's still in 90-something somewhere. Anyway, I won't say his name. It's like Prabhupada said, I won't say his name. Anyway, he was telling Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, who is your guru? Who is your guru? Well, Prabhupada was not challenging in the beginning. He was very relaxed, you can hear. Because his followers used to come to New Vrindavan in the late 70s, 80s, and to see the palace, and they were quite favorable, actually. Because the man actually liked Prabhupada. So they would come. Some of them joined. And so I used to play that at the palace. I would play them this conversation. I don't know if they could pick up on the whole conversation, but it's super amazing conversation. So Prabhupada said, who is your guru? So the guy immediately said something very stupid. I mean, you know, it's kind of sad, but funny. He said, oh, my guru is so-and-so. And he achieved Nirvikalpa Samadhi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, only one person in 400 years can achieve that. You were telling Prabhupada? He's the Morasenapati. He's the general in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army. It's like some, shoeshine boy telling the general of the world's armies or the King Yudhisthira, you know. Anyway, it's nothing. So he said like that. And Prabhupada said, no, Mahaprabhu never said this. Very, very cool. The man had been praising Prabhupada, like over-praising. Then Prabhupada told him, what did he decide to tell him? He told him a story of Junior Haridas, from almost the whole story, but shorter version. And it was kind of amazing what how Prabhupada describes it, how he finally had to go to Prayag and commit suicide because he could not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that man kept saying, oh. And each time he would say, oh, and the story would get more intense. And then his last, he was saying, oh. He was shocked how important it is to actually be a yogi, to follow this brahmachari vrteshtitaha. I have to sit alone, not worried about snakes and tigers, and perform this. Cannot be done. Just like this yajnas cannot be done, this asamed yajna, none of this can be done. Nastyeva, 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 no type of thing can be done. Harinam eva kevalam, harinam, harinam, harinam. This one type of yoga covers all. All others are kubuddhi, alpa buddhi. Those who are subuddhi have good intelligence, they perform this sankirtan yajna. And sarvasvarto balabhyate, they get everything, material and spiritual. And Rukmini has one prayer like that. What does she say? Shutvagunam bhuvanasundarashinvatamte karna nivishya karna vivarai sarvato patam. Just hearing about Krishna, I hadn't even seen Krishna at all, but just by hearing about Krishna, and she said, I've attained sarvasvarto balabhyate, a similar statement she gave. And all tapa is finished, all misery in this material world. Anyway, okay, so if there's any comments, questions.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, of yajnas, I am japa.
Yajnanam japa yajyosmi.
In the 12th canto, it describes how Sankirtan is the top yajna.
It says what?
Sankirtan.
Yajna.
It's not contradictory, right?
No.
I mean, it's obviously. But
you answered your own question, if it was a question.
Why didn't Krishna say?
Was it a question?
Sankirtan.
Is there a competition between Sankirtan and holy name? Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
Or japa? Well, I mean, people do chant other things, like Dhruva was instructed to chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So he could, there is japa that is.
Is that a japa?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, and even today they chant. When I went to, anyone visited, for instance, Nathdwar in Udaipur. In Nathdwar, they have this kind of, I mean, the Balava people, actually. And they chant japa. I think they're chanting Sri Krishna something. They're not chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but they're chanting japa, too.
Trivika. Sankirtan means the holy name.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore he's instructing Mahamantra Tasabhav Jay Japitar Krishna. Now someone could say that, oh, that's not the Mahamantra, it's something else, but
yeah, okay. So in the verse, by means of which the sages, the Kusha grass and the Kasa grass, by means of which the sages worshipped Lord Vishnu. What did they do with the Kusha grass?
Well, one of the the Kusha grass, it's mentioned there. Kushotaram, you do sit and you have a kusha grass mat, and kasha is another type, I'm not familiar. Neither of them, I am seeing them every day, but I think that, you know, Chaturatma and Raghu, those who do yajnas, they have kusha mat, they're using kusha. On a daily basis, most of the devotees are not using it, but the sages, it's important. There's different types of yajnas, shuva, shrak, there's 12, 15 mentioned there, and I want to say 13, describes the first boar, the red boar, that's the Swayambhuva, during Swayambhuva Manu's time. And then the next one is, the two of them were kind of merged at one point, but both of them are described, Hiranyaksha comes in chapter later, and the other one came before, they're all before this, but so, yeah. 13 describes, and then 16, 17, 18, they're describing the white Svaitavaraha. But the way it was being described, one could get a little confused because but the way Maitreya was describing it to Vidura, sometimes he was merging them like this. But there clearly you can see that there's two. One is in one yuga, one is Manvantara, one is another Manvantara, one is a different color. And they're described clearly. And then one has to just read more deeply into Bhagavatam. And in that first instance of the boar, then all these yajnas are described, different types of yogas, and the sages are offering these amazing prayers, talking about bhakti yoga and how one has to be liberated. But now, the holy name is not delineated. It can't be delineated in every shloka of the Bhagavatam, but it's non-different. The whole Bhagavatam, Prabhupada said, is non-different. Bhagavatam shloka is good as Hare Krishna mantra, Prabhupada said. He was encouraging people to chant Bhagavatam. Don't minimize Bhagavatam. There's five things that we do. We have the association, sadhu sangha, study Bhagavatam, chant the holy name, worship the deity, live in a holy place. We take it that the Prabhupada says that any temple's as good as a holy place.
So the use of Krishna.
Sometimes Prabhupada said pujari is most fortunate. Other times he said book distributor is most fortunate. He'd like create transcendental competition. Like when he heard that one party was L.A. or something was doing so many books. He said, "Oh, Jamal will have a heart attack, probably, because he's so competitive." Prabhupada knew his nature, but so he was exploiting that competitive nature. And gopis are competing, transcendentally also.
So the use of kusha grass was just for those mats?
No, it's used for other stuff. They wrap it on their hands and. It's, I'm not a great expert on that. You see, they wrap sometimes on the finger, kusha grass.
Yeah, so Barishmati is...
Hey, get close to the mic, all right?
...is the capital city of Brahmavartya. Brahmavartya.
In the fourth canto, that's mentioned also with Puranjan, right?
Is located between Saraswati and Drishvari. And it's stated there, Manu is saying, let the Brahmanas reside there and let them perform sacrifices there. And then he also went on to say, that land where the black antelope roams. It's fit for sacrifice. So that area during Manu time.
Right. Not right now. We're just lucky to get a filtered water or a breath of air.
For the sacrifice.
Okay. Anything else? Otherwise, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.